From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Kurdish President Masoud Barzani said that as of 6 a.m. local time, 200 square kilometers had been taken from the Islamic State. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are ahead of schedule so far. Diplomatic tensions are erupting again between the governments of Iraq and Turkey over the operation in Mosul. Dorian Jones takes a look.
As the military offensive to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants began, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Mosul'a girmez.
He said why Turkey should not enter Mosul. Turkey, he said, has a 350-kilometer border with Iraq, but others who have nothing to do with the region are entering the city. Baghdad has ruled out any Turkish role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an eight-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said the Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo from 8 to 1600 on October 20th for free passage of civilians. Amnesty International says asylum seekers being held at the Australian-run detention center on the Pacific island of Nauru are essentially being subject to torture. The group says as many as more than 400 men, women, and children are being held and have attempted various forms of self-harm. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the U.S. election is rigged against him. He says Republican leaders are being gullible in discounting possible voter fraud that he says could hand the election to Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the November 8th election, Trump disparaged the dishonest and distorted national news media, his words, which he says is advancing her candidacy. He complained about the coverage of nine women and their claims that he made unwanted sexual advances on them. The country's top elected Republican official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, said over the weekend he is confident the states will carry out the election with integrity. On Monday, the Republican election overseer in Ohio called Trump's claims of a rigged election irresponsible. A new survey, though, by the political website Politico and the polling company Morning Consult shows many Americans are skeptical about the integrity of the election, with 41% of the voters believing the election could be stolen from Trump. The editor-in-chief of Kremlin-funded newspaper network RT claimed Monday that all of the channel's bank accounts in Britain have been closed. Margarita Simunyan said via Twitter that RT had received a ruling that cannot be appealed. She said she did not say why the accounts had been blocked. However, there is an ongoing case involving claims against Russia from shareholders of the now-defunct oil firm Yukos. That case has led to freezes of Russian assets abroad, including those of state media. After years of bitter legal wrangling, the Austrian government announced plans Monday to demolish the house where Adolf Hitler was born and replace it with a new building. Interior Minister Wolfgang Sobotka said in an exclusive interview with an Austrian newspaper that the Hitler house in the town of Brunau will be torn down. He said he wants to ensure any association with Hitler be eliminated and to prevent Hitler's birthplace from becoming a kind of pilgrimage and memorial for neo-Nazis. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled Tibet early Monday, followed by strong aftershocks. No casualties are reported. Thailand's military government is reaffirming its backing of a political roadmap for national elections in late 2017. A Thai government spokesman said the cabinet and administration were trying to ensure a business-as-usual approach to government going forward during the once-in-a-generation royal transition. Thailand is mourning the death of last week of King Bhumibol Adulyadej. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.